Entertainment has long been seen as one of those things consumers will spend money on, even in tougher economic times. But as consumers tighten their belts this time around, the entertainment industry doesn't appear quite as recession-proof, as NPR's Kim Masters reports.
The economic downturn might hurt the movie business, but veteran entertainment executive Jonathan Dolgen thinks it might also provide some inspiration.
You might really want to make Wall Street 2 now to see what Gordon Gekko is doing.
Ah, yes, Wall Street. It's been nearly 20 years since Oliver Stone unleashed Gordon Gekko and his mantra, greed is good.
Greed is right. Greed works.
Dolgen was joking when he suggested Wall Street 2, but guess what? Fox just commissioned a quickie script. Who knows? Maybe they'll make a buck. But as Gordon Gekko would put it...
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
That reality will be tougher on the entertainment industry than conventional wisdom might lead you to expect. Wall Street analyst Harold Vogel says the idea that movies are recession-proof dates back to the days of the Great Depression, when there were not a lot of alternatives to the movies. But now we have so many choices that movie attendance was already drifting downward.
Perhaps it really isn't as recession-proof as people think.
It's still a diversion. It's still a place to go. It's still a good overall value.
John Dolgen used to run Viacom's entertainment operations. If movie audiences drop by 5 to 10%, the movie business will feel the pain, he says. But
it would still be generally recession-proof.
If people do cut back on nights at the movies, will cable television be the winner?
I actually, for the first time in a number of years, I looked at how much it cost me for HBO each and every month. I was kind of shocked. It's a lot of money.
Warren Littlefield was a top NBC executive in the heyday of Cheers and Seinfeld. He doesn't have to cut back, but he thinks others will. Analyst Harold Vogel goes even further. He expects a dip in subscriptions for basic cable, which brings you advertising-supported channels like ESPN and the USA Network.
When you're struggling to make the payments on the house and keep your home intact, the cable subscription tends to be a little bit lower down in your priorities.
On the other hand, John Dolgen says consumers may think like this.
I'd do anything before I gave up my cable because I'm going to be home a lot. I need this entertainment outlet, and it's really cheap.
Finally, what about the big broadcast networks? Their shows are free. But all of ad-supported television, broadcast networks, cable channels, and local stations will suffer as they fight for scarce advertising dollars. Still, Littlefield says the downturn presents the networks with an opportunity.
It's going to get cold out there economically, and the temperatures are going to drop. People will stay home. Give them something. Give them something good, you'll own them, and you have an opportunity to own them for a long time.
Looking at the economy more broadly, Dolgen still thinks the entertainment industry is in a relatively good position.
This is not the automotives that go off 35% because people can't afford a car. No one's going to the Bank of America trying to get a mortgage to go to the movies.
Which is just as well, because in this environment, it might be tough to finance a family outing to see those chihuahuas living the high life in Beverly Hills. Kim Masters, NPR News.